All right, they got a barn burner going in Minnesota for the Senate race. Joining us now is Bob Collins, a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio, who's going to tell us the details of a very, very entertaining race between incumbent Norm Coleman, the Republican, challenger Al Franken, the Democrat, and independent, who's Dean Barkley, right?
That's right.
That's right. So Dean Barkley is the sort of Jesse Ventura Independence Party candidate. Norm Coleman is the incumbent Republican, and Al Franken is Al Franken.
Yeah, that's right. And Dean Barkley is probably more connected to Jesse Ventura than a lot of people realize, because he's the one who claims credit for engineering Jesse Ventura's victory back in 1998.
Well, let's take a look at the three candidates one by one, and we'll start with the incumbent, Norm Coleman. It seems to me, on one level, Norm Coleman, who has the same problem that a lot of Republicans have, particularly in the Senate this year, they have to distance themselves from the president, and they have to project themselves as independents. In Minnesota, it seems to me that Norm Coleman has an easier task of that than maybe some other senators. Am I right or wrong?
Well, Norm Coleman has an easier time of it because he keeps falling back on the fact that he brought hockey back to Minnesota. And when it comes to politics, hockey will always trump President Bush.
Of course.
I think the question in Minnesota has been, is Norm Coleman a lapdog for President Bush, or is Norm Coleman a pragmatist, or is Norm Coleman just an opportunist? Al Franken has been hitting him on the fact that he voted with President Bush in the Senate, I think it was 92% of the time. That's the label he's been trying to pin on him. The reality of that, though, is Coleman has been hard to pin down on a lot of issues. He's changed on a lot of issues.
Well, here's an example of him. Here's an example of him not being pinned downable. He was asked one question about the bailout package at a recent debate, and here was his answer. Here's incumbent Norm Coleman.
I'm working with a bipartisan group. That's the only way to get it done. It's not about one side or the other. And we'll go through this a lot tonight, a lot of issues. But I'm the one person here who's actually done that, worked in a bipartisan way on a consistent basis.
He's not a Republican. He's a bipartisaner and whatever.
What I heard there, though, John, actually was him channeling Norm Coleman at a debate with Walter Mondale in the last year, days of the election in 2002. That quote that you basically heard, that strategy that you probably just heard, was what got him elected in 2002.
Right.
After Paul Wellstone was killed and Walter Mondale jumped on the ticket, at that last debate, a very close race, Mondale kept hammering Coleman. And Coleman's response to every question was, see, that's the kind of tone that we need to get rid of in Washington. We need bipartisanship. We need pragmatism. And last week, Norm Coleman dropped all of the negative campaign ads that he was running and went back to that strategy. So that's
his
behind
old,
what you just heard.
His tried and true theme. Well, here, let's listen to Al Franken trying very hard not to get votes or to get laughs.
This is the exclamation point on this, the fiscal mismanagement of this administration. And Norm Coleman has stuck with this president every step of the way on his economic policy. This is the exclamation point on a disastrous administration.
There, Al Franken trying not to get laughs, but trying to inherit the legendary reputation and status of Democrat Paul Wellstone, who died during his last campaign, as you mentioned before. Do you think Franken really has a chance to attract the Wellstone voter?
He gets the Wellstone voter by default. The question is whether he gets the middle folks. There's no place else for the typical Minnesota Wellstone voter, at least the Twin Cities Wellstone voter, to go to but Al Franken. But like so many other races, of course, this one is one in the middle.
But Bob, it seems
Franken has been trying. Yeah,
it seems like what Franken's problem is that Wellstone, who was a low percentage shot when he first ran, ended by being a real passionate liberal's liberal. And I just wonder if Al Franken can really gin up the passion. Sure, he gets the default votes, but can he really gin up the passion that Paul Wellstone did so well?
He'll try to do it, and has tried to do it on the strength of the war. Keep in mind, Wellstone, his legacy, of course, is Keene, but I think one of the things that was happening when he was killed was he was still turning off some of those very passionate Wellstone voters, mostly on the issue of gay marriage, and then there was the question of him going back on his promise not to run for another term. Again, what Frank is trying to do is get that voter, get that crowd based solely on the issue of the war in Iraq. But what Coleman's trying to do, since Franken is against the bailout bill, which had mental health parity, which was a Wellstone initiative in it, is Coleman's turning around to that same voter and says, look, Franken was against the bailout bill, so Franken was against mental health parity.
And in the middle of that argument, of course, is Dean Barkley, the inheritor of Jesse Ventura's reputation, whatever that is. And here is Barkley campaigning.
If Willie Nelson can run around in this country on vegetable oil in his bus, we've got the know-how. We've got the entrepreneurs out there.
I mean, he really is the key to this race, right?
Yes, and I think what happens historically in Minnesota to an independent candidate whose name is not Jesse Ventura is they put Republicans in office. That's what's happened in the past. That's from the first debate, which was last week. I would say Barkley won that race because he adhered to the law of politics, which is the candidate least likely to get elected tends to be the most outspoken and honest sounding. He came out Saturday night, though, and continued to hammer that theme. And I think he came off just a little too angry, which was a label, by the way, that Coleman's tried to pin on Franken, and a little too negative. And so he might have overplayed his hand a little bit. I think you may see a little shift back from maybe some of the Barkley votes to Franken.
Last question, and quickly, what are the numbers at this point? Any insights?
Well, the polls are crazy on this. There was a poll that showed Coleman up 10. There was another poll in the same weekend that showed Franken up 10. But some of the other polls seem to suggest that Franken up slightly. Coleman pulling his negative ads probably tells me that there's some internal polling that shows Franken's running very strong.
Wow. Well, crazy race. Very interesting. Bob Collins, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, John.
Bob Collins, a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio, on the line with us from St. Paul. We're always on at The Takeaway. All hour we've been talking about the economic crisis. We've been asking for what your name for the economic crisis should be. Nick writes at our website, it's the end of capitalism. Your word at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. You can also submit new names for what's going on with the economy on our website at thetakeaway.org. And here's your takeaway.
You don't become a press secretary, you know, if you don't like standing up there and, you know, listening to yourself talk.
Dee Dee Myers, CBS analyst and former press secretary in the Clinton White House. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.